So this law, which seems to be really focused on the Subways, Chipotles of the market, now affects your most well-trained, highly experienced chefs, mastered their craft, have never had any issue, and have been using their hands for 30 years. Now they, you know, this really throws them for a loop.
Here in Los Angeles, plastic bags are a big no-no. The plastic gloves, well, they get the stamp of approval. The cognitive dissonance you're experiencing is all thanks to changes in the California Food Retail Code, which now requires all food service employees to wear gloves when handling ready-to-eat foods. This includes steak, sushi, bread, fruit, and even your tasty cocktail.
Many other states have similar laws, but the new code caught many California-based companies and independent chefs by surprise, sparking a backlash in the food community. Officials say it's all in the name of promoting cleanliness, but will the new law really do anything to protect our health? Los Angeles-based attorney Jordan Bernstein of Michelman & Robinson counsels some of California's top chefs and eateries. He recently sat down with Reason to discuss the unintended consequences of the new law.
The previous law disencouraged bare hand contact with food unless you were really complying with the laws regarding washing of your hands. So you were allowed to have bare hand contact with food as long as you were really paying attention to keeping your hands clean and really abiding by all the other health and safety regulations within a kitchen setting. The big issue is the sushi chef in LA or across the country. That's really, you know, you've never seen really a sushi chef preparing your rolls or your sushi pieces with gloves on. So they've always been, you know, with their bare hands. So that's really one of the big consequences, that sushi chefs will now have to wear gloves. Also, recently there's been a big hubbub about bartenders having to wear gloves. And they're often handling lemon or fruit, you know, oranges, everything that they're doing, all the crazy concoctions that are out there. Everybody's trying to, you know, make the newest drink. The bartenders are going to be back there wearing gloves.
You advise a lot of these restaurateurs and chefs. What kind of questions are you getting from them about this law?
One is, how do we really comply with it, and what's the expense that could be associated with? Because, you know, a big kitchen that has 30, 40 people in it, just think about it, through the course of one day, it could go through hundreds, if not thousands, actually not hundreds, probably thousands of gloves. So while you might think, oh, it's just a pair of latex or plastic gloves, now we're talking boxes of gloves. So that's a really, you know, it could be an expense. The other issue is, how can we get an exemption? Problem is, California really hasn't told you how you can get that exemption, and it in just reading the statute itself, it's a pretty onerous process or compliance procedure to become exempt from the law.
Let me ask, was there any sort of impetus for this law? Because it seems, like you said, you know, there have been chefs that have been working with food for almost 30 years. Why have this law now?
I mean, the impetus is pretty much the same with all these safety regulations. They want to prevent foodborne illness, right? But I would say most foodborne illness comes either from the source of the food, you know, potentially the meat or the vegetable already has it on the product, and it's a matter of cleaning the product, not necessarily someone's hands. Some of the notable chefs in LA, at least, have said there's a possibility that wearing gloves really won't have the intended effect, because people will use it as a sort of a false sense of security in that their hands are clean, and they won't actually wash their hands, they'll just put on gloves.
We contacted several chefs to get their take, and they were all afraid to kind of open up because they're afraid of getting the shakedown from the health department. And I thought it was interesting, because then how do you organize a movement to get rid of this silly law when it seems chefs are really afraid about speaking out about it?
Well, I just saw, if you go to, I believe it's change.org, the bartenders in California have gotten together, and they put up a ballot, and you sign it, and they're hoping to get a certain number of signatures, and hopefully there it could translate into something to get them exempt, bartenders that is, exempt from the law. Hopefully there could be something similar for certain businesses within the industry, certain restaurant businesses.
How long is it before state of California tells us we have to wear gloves at home when we're preparing food.
That would be very interesting if they stepped into your house and told you what to do, but it never stops the legislature from doing so.
Before you start trashing your plastic bags for kitchen gloves, there is some good news. The California Restaurant Association is working with the state legislature to improve the law before it fully goes into effect. Maybe they can convince Sacramento bureaucrats that having a cookie-cutter approach to food safety has no place in any kitchen.